I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Broken clouds, a mere 64 degrees. KSL's top story.
The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is powering through the final few hours of testimony, and a vote is expected tomorrow on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. 22 senators today each get 20 minutes to speak. And this morning, Utah's Mike Lee asked Judge Barrett about her personal beliefs and legal decisions and her nomination to the Seventh Circuit Court.
You said, quote, if there is ever a conflict between a judge's personal conviction and that judge's duty under the rule of law, it is never permissible for that judge to follow their personal convictions in the decision of the case rather than what the law requires. You still stand by that statement?
I do.
Softball question. Democrats have been critical of Judge Barrett's answers, some saying she's been evasive about where she stands on Roe v. Wade or Obamacare. But it's just about a foregone conclusion. The nominee will be approved by the Judiciary Committee, maybe tomorrow. This afternoon, we're getting an idea of how the confirmation hearings are impacting the judge's children. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, on this last day of questioning, we're getting a glimpse of how the hearing is affecting Judge Barrett's personal life. During testimony, she called the confirmation process excruciating.
People are going to say horrible things, you know, that your entire life will be combed over, that you'll be mocked, you know, that your children will be attacked.
If all goes according to Republicans' plan, confirmation hearings will wrap up tomorrow and Judge Barrett will be confirmed before Election Day. First Lady Melania Trump says her 14-year-old son Barron has now tested positive for coronavirus. He had tested negative after both of his parents tested positive earlier this month, but subsequent testing shows Barron has also come down with COVID. Mrs. Trump says he is not experiencing any symptoms. And President Trump is touting his economic record in a virtual remark to several economics clubs. He's working to draw a stark contrast to Democratic policies. The president says a vaccine will be a factor in defeating COVID-19, but he says he believes the pandemic is rounding the turn with or without a vaccine.
We must allow lower-risk Americans to resume normal activity. The unscientific lockdowns pushed by left-wing politicians are needlessly destroying millions of lives.
The president's statement comes as coronavirus cases rise in more than half of U.S. states. Former President Joe Biden is holding a virtual fundraiser from Wilmington, Delaware, and delivering pre-taped remarks to American Muslims. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The pandemic is getting some people off the couch. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, it's been a big motivation to get outside and get moving, whether it's walking or riding bikes. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has one family story.
There have been fewer cars on Utah roads during the pandemic, but more bicycles on bike trails. Tristan West told KSL-TV she used to be in the car all the time, but her 8-year-old son Jason, who's nonverbal, loves riding around in the family's new cargo bike.
Anytime we're on the bike, he gets a big smile on his face and he just squeals and he just babbles and he makes everyone smile as they're passing by because he's like, woo!
The Utah Department of Transportation says some bike trails are seeing triple the traffic they did a year ago, and there's been a similar increase in walking traffic. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A Las Vegas man indicted in Utah for reportedly trafficking guns that have been used in crimes all over the western U.S. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
Federal prosecutors say Gregory Nelson spent at least $176,000 to buy guns illegally, even though he wasn't the real buyer. Prosecutors say he lied to firearms dealers when he signed the ATF form saying that he was. And as of October 9th, 19 of the weapons Nelson reportedly bought had been found in California, used during several crimes. Investigators say one of those guns was used in a double homicide.
Investigators say Nelson bought over 280 guns this year, and over 170 of them were bought just between July and August. San Pete County says a printing snafu was why thousands of ballots went out without a place to sign them. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
County Clerk Sandy Neal says she didn't know a signature line was left off the ballots until she started getting lots of calls.
We found it was a mistake. We called the company that mailed our ballots. They called the company that they have print them. And they said, yeah, we goofed.
Neal says around 14,000 ballots went out that way. She says the printing company is now going to send a postcard explaining where to sign.
They can sign that if they went ahead and mailed their ballots in without signing, or it pretty much explains where to find the place to sign it on the flap.
Neal says they'll also contact anyone whose ballots they get without a signature. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And in Georgia, frenzied voting. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in Atlanta saying nearly a quarter of a million people have already cast ballots in the first 2 days of early voting, with more than 700,000 votes cast in all so far, including absentee ballots.
The 1.6 million people that have requested an absentee ballot, we would really be grateful if all 1.6 million of those ballots actually came in and people didn't then show up to vote in person.
He says they're preparing for what could be a record election day turnout. KSL News Time, 3:05.
And it's about time we took a look at traffic. Ricky Meese, what do you see?
Well, we started off pretty rough just about 10 to 15 minutes ago, but earlier crashes have been cleared. We are seeing an accident northbound, on 90th South at Monroe Street, and plus a possible crash on northbound I-15 causing delays in Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, Ricky, getting going for a Wednesday. You ready for the minute?
I am. What is it?
Not just a minute of news, a Nobel Prize-winning minute of news. It's on the way next on KSL. Stay here. 3:06.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all.
A deeper dive on Washington politics.
Lockdowns and their benefit as we continue to combat the coronavirus.
We in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdown.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry. Weekdays 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra-mega back-to-school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra-high-quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy. Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you need to be aware of are Ogden Flooring's scary low prices this October on flooring and countertops. Visit OgdenFlooring.com today.
This year, families have been talking more than ever. Whether it's a, shh, I'm on a conference call conversation, a, I don't think I've been outside in 2 days conversation, or a, dad, you got to click the mute button conversation. Lincoln Financial believes every conversation with a loved one is a good one. So find time to talk about your financial plans, because the more we talk, the better we plan, protect, and retire. Now you're talking. Learn more at LincolnFinancial.com. Lincoln Financial is the market.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.